mice and rats and everything, ants and those termites.
Did you ever have a house or little building in the back of your house, put tools and
tool shed? Yes, we have one. It's not a very good one. It's the back porch enclosed at the bottom. Mr. Cox fixed his tools in there. He loved to work with his hands. He had all the tools, saw, plane, not a plane, what do you call those? Level, different kinds of hammers and different kinds of tools.
Yeah, I made this box here, so.
You did?
Yeah.
What is it? Walnut?
No, that's
made out of plywood, didn't it? My brother-in-law at Auburn used to teach in the college for 40 years. He's wonderful on things like that. He made those grandfather clocks.
Really? From scratch?
From scratch. Took plywood and made the cases, and he ordered the works from Germany. He ordered 3 sets of works at one time, and that would make 3 clocks, you see. And I think he got about $400 or $500 for each one of those clocks. But he had them tuned that when they struck or chimed, they sound like a musical instrument on them.
Wow.
Just the nicest tone you could imagine.
I bet they're really pretty.
Yeah, they're pretty too. My youngest son has one over at his house that he made. He's dead now. But he taught at the college 40 years.
Did you ever have those outside toilets when you were small?
Well, more or less, yes.
What did you used to call them?
I don't know.
Can you remember what maybe your father called them or your brother called them?
No, I don't.
We were calling something like an outhouse, or?
Well, that's a very good name for it, I guess.
Tell me, was there a place on your farm that you kept all your animals?
Kept what?
Your animals. Is there a building?
Animals.
Animals.
Animals. Oh, animals. Barn, yes. I don't know whether there's one on the lower place or not. We call the lower and the upper place. I know there's a big barn at the upper place. And I think there's still one at the lower place, too. My father always kept a couple of mules and a horse or two. Cows. And my brother raises cattle now on his place, part of, well, he owns all of it. There's over 100 acres in it. The place and 2-3 houses that he rents out.
Did you ever have a place that you'd store corn in?
Oh yes, they used to call them corn cribs. And those barns, you know, they have cut up in rooms. Put corn in one and cotton in another, and different peas in another, different things.
Did you have a part of the bar?